JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Nick Blakey from the Sydney Footy Club.
Our next guest is a Triple M footy favourite.
Here's the lizard through the middle, Blakey.
Oh,
slithered his way. Blakey on the left. Sydney, you got another one.
As the Swans try to hold on to their top four spot this week against Collingwood, please welcome Nick Blakey.
Oh, what a star this man is, Jimmy boy. Going beautifully at the Sydney Swans. Could have been at your old mob.
I know.
But
bone to pick with him.
We speak to Nick Blakey. Hey, welcome, Nick, and welcome to the Rush Hour.
Billy, JB, thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you, mate. And nice win on the weekend over Jim's North Melbourne. Did it easy.
Yeah, it was nice. My old man's in the coaching box for North at the moment. So, yeah, it's always nice to get a win over those boys.
Did he give you some abuse quarter time or three-quarter time, the great man?
I actually didn't see him yesterday out there, but... I'm sure he would have had a few things to say if he could have.
Well, he's obviously doubly celebrating on one celebration on the weekend because they had the great 96 reunion. Nick, were you even alive then? I don't reckon you were.
No. I was born in 2000, so I didn't see that one.
Has he run it by you on the video, put the old VHS in the machine?
Yeah, I've seen it. He was a liability, though. So.
do you know how many games he played? Nick?
356, I think.
359. That's a lot of footy.
That is a lot of stuff that he's built.
He is.
He wouldn't have missed too many either, the old boy. He was pretty durable.
Yeah, God, he had a lot of luck with his body and, I've been pretty lucky with mine as well. So
do you reckon?
Hopefully it's a thing of the family.
Do you reckon you've had a lot of luck with that body?
Well, apart from my posture, but from an injury-wise, an injury standpoint.
Now, we had Luke Parker on, and we love chatting to Luke Parker, and we asked him about you because we love the way you go about it, but it's just those shoulders we're not sure about, and this is what Luke had to say.
On field, we love him when he scurries along. He's been in the weights room for a few years, and nothing's changed, so we're kind of just giving up in that department.
Does he have coat hangers at home?
Doesn't have any shoulders.
It doesn't need any coat hangers.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, singlets fall off.
Well, he's a fridge, so I might can maybe take some from him.
Yeah, exactly.
Singlets fall off him, he reckons.
Yeah, well, God, I've been trying to put on weight for 4 years and just nothing stays on.
Well, I looked you up, and guess what come up? The Newbury Excalibur bat, the cricket bat with no shoulders. That come up on the internet.
Oh, God, Bill, it's not your joke segment, mate.
Yes! I love it, Lizard. Perfectly done.
Oh, we love it.
Hey, I love the role they've got you playing now, too. Handball receive, running from behind, delivering, with great authority into the forward half. It must be a great fun way to play footy.
Yeah, it's a nice spot back there. And obviously I struggled in my first couple of years up forward and around the ball a bit. So to find a spot where, suits me, I can defend and use my speed to defend, but then also get us going forward has been nice. And no doubt, been my best position since coming into the AFL.
And I almost know Don Pikes had a fair bit to do with the ball movement at the Swans. And they encourage you just to bite off whatever you can see. When you see something downfield, doesn't matter where it is, you just go for it. Or what's the parameters they put around your kicking?
I think they've got confidence in me to go for what I see. But at the same time, they want me to take easy ones as well. So sometimes I get a bit carried away going for the impossible ones, but they're happy for me to go for what I see, and hopefully it's the right choice.
It's a good move, Nico, because hard to get amongst the goals up in that Sydney forward line when you got Buddy and you got Paps who just doesn't give it off, and then you got Warner and Reed and Heaney and Errol.
Well, those boys are firing at the moment.
Exactly.
So. It would be it's a tough spot. Obviously, even you look at our reserves and, Logan McDonald played on the weekend, but Sam Wicks is playing in the twos, Braden Campbell's in the twos playing forward. So
going all right.
Hard spot to play. So yeah, we're going all right in forward. That's for sure.
What's changed this year, Blakes? What are you doing? Because, the Swans have emerged really in 2022 as I think a contender to win the whole lot. Yeah. What are you doing differently?
I don't think we've done too much different from last year. I mean, obviously last year we bounced back into finals, but I think just another year of all of us young boys playing together and doubling down on our game plan, which has probably been, a few tweaks over 3 years now. And To be in a position where we are, I think, you know, we're fourth at the moment and we versus Collingwood and St Kilda. So I think we've just been doing the basics pretty well all year and it's held us in good stead.
We're talking to the lizard. Nick Blakey.
What's that noise, Bill?
The fourth on the ladder, the Swannies.
Is that the noise a lizard makes?
I don't know. What kind of noise does a lizard make?
I don't know.
Drinking water.
I don't reckon it was that noise.
It was a lizard drinking water, Jim. Okay. 14-6, 5 in a row. They are flying, of course. Unfortunately, Josh Kennedy hurt his hammy again, did he, in the VFL?
Yeah, I'm not sure the extent of it. We have the day off today, so I haven't been into the club. But unfortunately for Joey, I mean, you know, he's just come back from a hamstring and he's been in really good form, so... hopefully it's not too bad, but I'm sure we'll find out what that's like over the next coming days.
What's the lizard do on his day off?
I'm actually standing on the golf course right now with Tom McCartan.
Oh, Tommy. He'd be no good at golf, I reckon.
Nah, he's a hack.
We're going to take a little break with you, Nicholas, because there's more to discuss next, including how close you were to becoming a kangaroo.
Oh,
Shut up, fat.
More with Nick Blakey next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fat?
Well, we got too popular.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. We're joined by Sydney star Nick Blakey.
When you were drafted, Blakes, I think I had finished as the chairman of North, but I still had enough influence there just to ask the list management team.
Yes.
Blakes, his young bloke, could be coming to us, wouldn't he? And guess what the answer was, Nick?
No.
No. Not, oh, yeah, we think there's a chance. No. Or we're in discussions with his men. Just no. So you clearly had your mind made up pretty quick.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously Dad was a coach at the Swans for, 12 years or something around that mark. So I grew up around Sydney and went to school in Sydney. And I knew a lot of the boys before I even got to the club. So it was a pretty easy call for me to make when, you know, I was 17, 18 years old. So, yeah, I'm loving my time in Sydney and very happy with the decision.
Oh, bloody oath. Good call at the minute. It's all going. Now,
we're in North.
There aren't two. Shut up, fat.
Two and 18.
I'm talking to Nick.
Yeah, right.
You're making lizard noises. Blakes, there aren't too many people when we've all been around footy as long as we have. There aren't too many people that you legitimately can be intimidated by.
Yes.
But when his eyes narrow
and his forehead
and his forehead gets big and his thighs expand, his calves expand out, he is an intimidating man.
No doubt. I think that's what makes him such a good coach as well. I mean, he's got really good relationships with the boys, but then again, we, you know, have the utmost respect for him in the way he goes about it. So he can be intimidating, but a lot of the boys are on the good side of him, which is nice.
When you do those practice matches pre-season, Bill, and there aren't many people at the regional grounds, and he's up in one of those little boxes. Bill, you can hear him other side of the ground. He's deafening.
Well, and also I think he's okay with the players, but I think a few assistant coaches cop it.
Yep.
Stevie J did. He had to get out. He had to go back
Big Coxie.
And then I think Big Coxie might cop it, Nico.
Yeah, oh, God, I'm not sure what those boys... what he says to those boys, but he's on the bench a fair bit. And I mean, you know, we've got a young group and he's great on the bench. So we all love him, that's for sure.
What about some other players there that are interesting? Tom Hickey, run us through him, please.
Oh, he's a great fella. He's obviously
a bit
come
different.
Up to Sydney. Yeah. Well, you could call him different if you want, but right. No, he's a great fella. He's got a young family and, you know, he's made us a better team since he's come up to Sydney, that's for sure.
And Kurt Warner?
Kurt.
Very
Chad?
Weird. Chad Warner?
Who, Chad?
Very weird bloody head on him. What's he looks like he's in a boy band from the late 90s.
Yeah, well, his mum does his tips in his hair and he reckons it looks good. But he can keep what he's doing. He can keep doing what he's doing. He's a gun.
He is. Row Bottom? He's related to Brian.
I know. Did you know that?
Yeah, Rowley. Yeah, yeah. Me and Tommy live with Rowey, so it's me, Tommy, and Rowey living together. And, he doesn't shut up about BT.
I tell you what, Tommy, he likes getting back to Geelong. I think they're having a chat to him down there.
He reckons he's the king of Geelong, so...
No, he's not.
You reckon he's taken the title off you, Bill?
No, he has not. I've still got it, but he's every chance. Is he there? Put him on.
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Tommy, how are you, mate?
Good deal. What's going on?
You can't play golf, Tommy.
I'm a great golfer.
No, you're not.
Queen's Park. I've nailed that course. I've moved on to the Sydney courses now.
Mate, Queen's Park's a public course down there in Geelong. It's not that good.
Tommy, you know, no, it's actually all right. Bill just reckons that you're going to go back and play with Geelong. You're back there every opportunity you get.
That's it.
I've seen Bill at the local cafe a few times in Geelong, but no, I'm pretty happy up here.
No, you are. And Dad's taking over the pub, mate. It's all going well. Club.
No, it's going good. They've had a few Cats home games, obviously, so it's been good for the pub.
How's Paddy going? He's not there. You throw him on too. Now, how's Paddy boy? Lucy, I think she's coming back soon. She's been away, so would have been pining.
Yeah, I think he's enjoyed a bit of alone time, to be honest. I don't know when Lucy gets back. I've been driving her car around, actually, so.
Oh, there you go. Putting any scratches on it, a few dents in it, Tommy.
Couple of dents, but it's not before 6 back.
How's the lizard? Is he right?
No, the lizard's good. Just trying to teach me how to play golf. So. Yeah.
Is lizard any good at it?
He's actually all right. His sticks are a bit short. I think he's at the same stick since he was 10. But
where are you playing? Moore Park?
Nah, East Lakes.
East Lakes?
Yeah. And they got a buggy too. They're not walking. They got a buggy, Jim.
Yeah, we can't walk. We played yesterday, Bill.
Oh, fair dig. I mean, our day, that's what we used to do, run 10K and then play golf, mate. Soft, you blokes.
All right, put Blakes back on, please.
Back from that.
All right, now who's there? Blakes, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Now, big game Sunday, isn't it? 3:20, last game at SCG, Jim. Yep. Collingwood, they are flying, 11 in a row, and Sydney have won 5 in a row. So this is a beauty, Blakes.
Yeah, I think Collingwood have had a lot of close games and, you know, always find a way to win. So they're in great form and we're in some pretty good form too. So it should be a good game and we're, you know, looking forward to testing ourselves against, you know, probably them and Geelong are the informed team of the competition. So it'll be nice to get a real read where we're at.
So with the head high contact, you know, issues that are flying around, blokes, you know, a lot of blokes just lift their shoulder to make sure that the tackle goes high. How do you go with that?
Well, it's a bit hard when you've got no shoulders.
You're a champ, mate. No, we love chatting to you. You're playing brilliant footy, not only the Swannies, but yourself. It's great to watch, and we can't wait to see a lot of the Swans in September. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. Love your jokes, Bill. Keep them going.
Good on you, Nico. Well done.
Nick Blakey and Tom McCartan on the Rush Hour, Triple M.